what they say. The person who works the hardest is... Sweetheart? Sweetheart, are you even listening right now? What's wrong, baby? What's going on? What's on your mind? I mean, I can tell there's a lot going on. Is it anything in specific, or just a little bit of everything? That's okay, baby. If you can't get it out, then you can't get it out. I'm not going to force you to talk. It's all right. It's okay, sweetheart. I'm here. I've got you. I'm not going anywhere. You're not alone, sweetheart. I'm staying right here, right with you. Love you so much, sweetheart. Yes, I do. I just wish you would have told me sooner. I could have been there for you instead of making an ass out of myself and venting about my stupid day. It's my fault for not noticing. I'm sorry, baby. Let me make it up to you. Thank you, sweetheart. I've got you. You're alright. You're allowed to feel whatever it is you're feeling. I'm not upset with you for zoning out while I was talking. I just want to know what's wrong so I can help you. I don't know what's going on in that head of yours without you saying something. The best I can do is take an educated guess. You're starting to get nervous about everything that's going on in the world, aren't you? I am too. You're not alone in that feeling. With everything that's going on, it kind of feels like the world is falling apart and there's nothing we can do to stop it. We just have to keep on moving along, pretending that everything is fine while we get these little tiny updates about 30 times a day about something terrifying that is going on that is completely out of our control. I understand. I'm right there with you, sweetheart. This shit is really tough. But you know what helps me? I'm not going through it alone. I have you with me, which, well, that means that you also have me with you. You're not doing this without any support. You have someone in your corner cheering for you, baby. Someone who wants you just the way you are. Who loves you. All the good things. All the bad things. Every little part of you is a part that I adore. I'm always going to be here for you, sweetheart. You're not the first person in history to feel this way. You're also not the only person who's afraid right now. There's a lot of fear going on, from jobs being taken away, to medication being restricted, groceries being unaffordable, random children in the White House with access to our sensitive information, and that's not even the start of it. There's a lot. Things are scary. And they're most likely going to get worse before they get better. But that's the thing. It's always going to get better because of people like you and me. We're not going anywhere. If they want to get to you, They're going to have to go through me. And I don't have plans of moving anytime soon. I'm going to stay right here with you, sweethearts, holding you tightly in my arms, your head resting against my chest. Hopefully my heartbeat is calming. I'm so lucky to have you in my life, sweetheart. I can't imagine my days without the best thing to have ever happened to me. So you can't let any of this get to you, okay? Don't roll your eyes at me. I know it sounds like a silly thing, but I need you to promise me this. Promise me that you'll keep going, okay? Thank you, baby. You're allowed to take rests. You're allowed to need breaks and take time to recover and even mourn. But you're not allowed to give up. You need to let yourself survive and thrive. Even if you have to mask your real self around everyone else, that's okay. You know who you are, and I know who you are. Those are the only two people who matter, right? You never have to pretend around me, sweetheart. You know that. I love you for you. Nothing else matters. As long as you're the one who I come home to every night, I'm happy. Those who aren't close to you don't deserve the privilege of getting to know you. Only those that are worthy will actually stick around. They're going to make it worth their while. I know I did it, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. Don't settle for anyone less, because the important people, the ones that actually care about you, they'll always make an effort. I've never forgotten an important event, a birthday, an anniversary. I even bring you home treats on the way home from work because it reminds me of you. You deserve to be treated nicely, sweetheart. You're important. I don't want to hear you try to minimize it either, because I know you will. You're important to me, baby. You're allowed to have nice things and to enjoy yourself. I know it's hard right now. It's really hard. Your brain is probably racing. There's something you should be doing, something else that needs attending to, that you just keep forgetting, but you can't get to it. It's okay to stop. It's actually a pretty important part of life, just stopping to enjoy it. We get so caught up in the task of everyday life and all the little things that we just forget to take it slow. It's a bad day, not a bad life. You're going to be okay, sweetheart. We both are. We can make it through anything. You want to know how I know? Because I love you. As long as I have you and you have me, we can weather anything together. I'll always protect you. I'll always take care of you. You're the only person I want to make smile. The only person I care about getting a laugh from. When I learn a new fact, you are the only person I want to tell, because then I can imagine your reaction and how you will react to learning it, and then I start smiling. I can't help that I still have a crush on you, sweetheart. I get butterflies in my stomach when I think about you. I feel my heartbeat pick up when I know we're going out on a date. I can't help myself around you. You make me feel like some kind of an idiot in love simply by being yourself. You're amazing. Just the way you are, baby. There's nothing that you need to change about yourself. You're already perfect. Our personalities mesh so well. I remember the first time I talked to you, it felt like I was chatting with an old friend. Sometimes home isn't a place, but it's a person. Someone who evokes all those gooey feelings inside you. I care about you, baby. I know you might not think it because you're not in a great headspace. But I do. I will always care about you, sweetheart. Even on your worst day, I'll always be right here. If I was only here for the good days, what kind of girlfriend would I be? You can't get rid of me just because you're having some unpleasant emotions. Being worried about the future? That sounds pretty reasonable to me. Especially with how unpredictable everything feels right now. But it's important to remember, from the beginning of time, life has always felt this way for every generation. We've survived much worse. I think we're gonna survive this. You're allowed to feel overwhelmed, but you have to let it out. Keeping your emotions to yourself is unhealthy. So as long as you tell me, we'll be okay, okay? I know it's easier said than done, but you're doing pretty good so far. I'm really proud of how much you've talked about your feelings. You've opened up, allowed yourself to be vulnerable. You might not feel like it, but you're doing really good, baby. You're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. I promise. The reason you don't feel good is because you're putting too much pressure on yourself. You're supposed to share the mental load with me, remember? A burden shared is a burden halved, baby. I don't think less of you because you're nervous. I don't think you're a bad partner because you aren't having a good day. I want to be with you. I want to stay with you for as long as you'll have me, sweetheart. It'll take a lot more than this to push me away. I fell in love with you. That means all of you. I'm going to love you on your best days and your worst days. You're not alone, and it's important to remember that. No matter what that mean voice in your head says, it's not true. You have me in front of you telling you what is actually true. I love you, and I want you just the way you are. You don't have to pretend to be something you're not. Not around me. Even if you mask around others, you can always let yourself free in my company. I promise. I'll protect you. I swear it on my fucking grave. Things are going to keep getting scary. But all that means is that now it's more important to exist. To be yourself. Simply existing without filtering yourself is a form of protest, sweetheart. I will always love you, come what may. I would give you my last dying breath. I would take a bullet if it means you would never feel pain again. When I say I care about you, I mean it with every fiber of my existence. You've carved your name into my heart and refused to let it go. I adore you, baby. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. I'm always going to be right here. I promise to always protect you. You're stuck with me, baby. I'm not going to leave you to fend for yourself. You're far too important for that. We've always been stronger as a team anyways. We're a duo, right? Which means that wherever you go, I follow. And wherever I go, you aren't too far behind. It's equal parts give and take. You're my equal, my partner, my world. It's not difficult to love someone as brilliant as you, sweetheart. You're the most thoughtful person, easily lighting up a room whenever you walk in it. All eyes instantly go to you. And then I get to brag that you are my partner. I'm so lucky. There's no one on this earth like you, and that's a good thing. You're already too powerful like this. You're smart and funny, and not to mention hot. You have it all, and you don't even see it. You're too hard on yourself, sweetheart. You put all this unbelievable pressure to make things perfect, but you don't allow yourself the grace of being a human. You're allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to fuck up every so often. You're allowed to have bad days or say the wrong thing. You're only human, sweetheart. We all do it. What's important is being able to grow from the experience. That means you have to stick around so that you can actually grow through all of this. You know, become the best version of yourself, right? You're not allowed to throw in the towel and start bed rotting all day. You're allowed to rest. You can take breaks. But you can't give up. You have me in your corner rooting for you. If you can't do it for yourself, then do it for me, baby. I only want what is best for you. If you need motivation, like, I can't give you a kiss until you leave bed, tell me, and we can work something out. Whatever it takes to make sure that you're okay. I want you in my life for a very long time. Forever, preferably. But that means you have to stick around with me, right? That was what I was hoping you would say. I love you so fucking much. I'm going to fight for you. For us. And I'm not the only one. There are others. It's important to remember that you're not alone in your feelings. Everything is just a bit overwhelming right now. But you have something that others don't. You have support. You have love. And most importantly, you're not alone. You might feel lonely, but that's something we can fight together. If you start to feel isolated, we can go out on a date or find a bar or something. If you start to feel like your thoughts are too much, well, we can start a new hobby like Lego building or crocheting. There's some really cute stuffy patterns that are online for free that we could make each other. What I'm trying to say is, if you tell me what's bugging you, I can help. That way it doesn't feel like so much. You know, lessen the mental load so you aren't so overwhelmed, so you can actually work out your feelings. I promise. I won't be upset. I love you, sweetheart. Making your life easier is part of the job. It's a privilege to take care of you. I've never once seen you as a burden. You're the love of my life. You're who I want to spend the rest of my life with. You're my sweetheart. I wouldn't trade you for anyone else. From now until the end of time, you're mine, sweetheart.